God damn it. I don't think I've ever heard a more opportune use of that punchline.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa.
James. God damn it.
We'll wait.
Oh, Jenna. Oh. God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm tearing up.
It has been an evening.
Oh,
it's been a whole goddamn day.
It has been it has been a week already. It is Tuesday and it has been a week.
Yep.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Since Jenna can't talk yet, I'll start.
What are we drinking?
What
Okay, well sure.
So this is a drink that I invented during one of Jenna's many birthday parties.
So many birthdays.
I'm calling it the Deep Blue.
Ooh, good name.
And it's an Uncle John's blueberry cider with blue Red Bull. Because
blue Red Bull?
Blue Red Bull. It is ostensibly like blueberry flavored.
Blue Bull?
No, I think there's something different than that. But you, Red Bull blue.
I mean, I see where you're going, Salsa. Yeah. I approve.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, but I do.
The blue edition is blueberry. So
I didn't know you were going to make me drink Red Bull. Now I'm sad.
What?
It's not Red Bull. It's Blue Bull.
It's Blue Bull.
It's Blue Bull.
All right.
Okay, we'll go with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
Tastes very blueberry.
Oh, yeah,
baby. Oh, it's got that Red Bull.
The taurine. It's good for you.
You going to need somebody to finish that for you?
Nope.
You're all right.
I've got a cherry stout to wash it back with.
All right.
Puts hair on your arms.
A New Glarus cherry stout. That I picked up in New Glarus. Because I was in New Glarus.
What were you doing there, Salsa?
I was doing a Renaissance festival. A gathering of rogues and ruffians.
Hey.
Ooh.
It is a fun little festival. I think I would have enjoyed myself. Had it not rained all day on Saturday. Now, I've been to festivals where it rains before, and that's not usually the problem. The problem with this festival is this festival is basically at the bottom of a ravine.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
Which, if it's not raining, means it is gorgeous. Because you've got trees on both sides, and it kind of opens up into this plain on one end, but otherwise it kind of forms into a peak on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's very cozy, and I legit enjoy the layout and everything like that.
Yeah.
It seemed very nice, but it was wet, and it rained, and the ground was squishy. Mm. And there was only one way in and out of this little festival area, which was up one of the hills. And that meant that
you had to get a running start. Like,
the problem is there was no place to get a running start.
Okay.
Because there was no flat.
Sure.
It was just uphill one way or uphill the other way.
Right.
No flat ground to get a running start on. And so it was like Sunday night, Cannon was out at 5, and Fondazzi, because Fondazzi had brought one of their Vardos, the festival had requested they bring one of their Vardos as a stage backdrop.
Wait, was it the green one?
I don't know.
Because that one's mine.
I don't know. I don't know what color it is.
I'm asking the wrong person.
It's one of the Vardos.
That's fair. Yeah, you are definitely asking the wrong person whether it was the green Vardo.
Was it the red one?
But because they had asked us to bring this out, and because we were like, we basically bullied our way to the front of the line saying, look, you asked us to bring this, and if we don't get it out first, and we wait for all the crafters to try to get their shit out, we are never leaving here. End of story. So we basically bullied ourselves to the front of the line.
Sure. Hmm.
And festival got done at 5. We finally managed to get it through at 7.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Is when we finally worked our way through and found a way to get... And it basically involved emptying everything out of the Vardo and moving some of the, like... we had to move the blacksmith to make a path... a different path so we could get to the really muddy patch at the bottom of the hill with enough speed that we could get through it.
Sure.
And so it was bad. And it just made for a wet, rainy,
right.
Not a lot of people showed up. Sunday was great, except Sunday was super windy. But then the ravine worked in our favor because it went over us.
Okay.
And
must
so
must be kind of an amazing experience.
Yeah,
you able to hear it down there?
Well, we were camped up on top. And so overnight the wind was awful all night.
Oh.
It starting at 2 a.m. it just kept us awake. But as soon as you started to descend into that little valley, it was fine.
Neat.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, it was fun. I did mm-hmm. 3 shows each day. And had a good turnout on Sunday.
So you were being lazy is what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God. It was
met him?
They started at 10 and closed at 5 and I did 3 shows. And the rest of the time we just hung out behind the Vardos.
Oh yeah, three shows today.
It was the most chill.
Yeah.
It was the most chill, relaxed festival I've done in a long time.
Good.
Nice.
Good though.
So that was fun. As opposed to the 8 or 7 that I'm usually doing on a normal festival day in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my point.
Yeah. So it was super fun and relaxed. I really do, some of these little festivals that I've been doing, I've met some different people that, aren't the Minnesota crew.
Right.
And gotten to be really good friends with a bunch of them. And so, yeah, I'm going to keep doing these festivals all over the place. There was awesome. There was one guy that we legit need to get to Minnesota.
Yeah?
Guy by the name of Bluebeard.
Okay.
And he, dyes his beard blue.
Sure. Okay.
Beard and mustache, and he has the mustache that he's got waxed to peaks, that point, very Salvador Dali mustache and beard, and very blue. But he does this... very kid-friendly show.
Okay.
He's dealing with kids that are, 10 years old, to teenager age. So he's a very kid-friendly show, great with kids, amazing charisma, legit funny.
Okay.
And he's just... his shtick is fairly simple.
Okay.
But he just...
He asks the children if they are prepared... and then asks them about the residency of an underwater tropical fruit.
Okay, what he does is he basically gets into... He basically does staged combat with them, and he hands them plastic weapons, and then he directs them, their movements, and then he kills them, and then he... puts a pirate shroud over him and he buries him at sea, and then because he's a pirate captain, he brings him back to life, and he gives him a certificate, and off they go, and he gets another kid. And this sounds really simple, but he's so funny in his presentation.
Okay.
His presentation has the kids laughing.
I really want to see this.
Kids are laughing, Raiderly and I and Katie and Adam Solko with Fondazzi, mm-hmm. we were all sitting on the edge cackling. We're just howling with laughter because he had these little... his side comments were just on point.
Nice.
And he had so much charisma just oozing out of every pore. He had this very bombastic delivery and what I mean? Do this thing for me. And then they fail miserably. And he just kind of stands there that was awful, but what do I do now? Kind of that sort that presentation throughout the show. And it killed. and we seriously we were like we need to talk to somebody about this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah,
and like
it
I said,
sounds fantastic.
Not only that, because he does work so well with kids. And that's something that we probably need more of at Minnesota.
Well, because we have amazing, amazing talent in the streets and in the sheets and in the... No,
I mean, some of us.
On the pirate ships.
Right, sheets, yes. That's what you mean. Right, yeah. No, I was completing a phrase and it turned out much dirtier than I thought. But no, a lot of our shows and things like that are
adult oriented,
right?
You know, they're not necessarily in that.
Except
they're
for
blue.
Vilification Tennis, because we're a family friendly show.
But a lot of that is geared more towards adults, you know, and the kids get more of the mermaids and the fairies type stuff.
Sure,
have this guy, you know, doing this
actually doing a
legit funny show for kids and adults and be entertaining. It was
incredible.
Very, very I was super impressed with the guy. So
yeah,
He's out of Chicago, and I overheard him talking to one of the guys in charge of this festival, and it sounds like he actually does run boats out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like he's a legit
captain,
like. Boat captain.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because he was talking about, you know, what apparently, and maybe I am misunderstanding him, but it sounds like what he does is he's a guy who shuttles people out to their yachts and things like that and takes people out for day cruises and things like that.
Does he do it in character?
I have no idea.
God damn it.
But
these are the important details.
So maybe I have my information wrong. So if anybody does know, you know, correct me on that. But honestly, I did tell festival management about him, and I was like, by the way,
we just get an email. You guys are completely wrong. He's a kindergarten teacher on a houseboat.
Yeah,
that's
But I did I did tell Minnesota management about him, and they were like, we've heard of him, but all we knew was
they gave
his
you the
name.
First date answer.
So, right. So I was like, I give my him. Recommendation.
Nice.
Basically. Sure. So we'll see if anything comes of that. But another group that, by the way, you should like on Facebook and then buy their music is a band called Bardmageddon. They are a trio, one guy and two women. And the guy, he used to actually be in Decontus.
Okay.
Sure. From out at our fest.
Yeah. So he has done our festival for years. But I think he kind of grew disillusioned a little bit with our festival.
What?
After the festival did him a few times.
Well, but I think they're honestly they're having a lot of fun doing these little one or two weekend festivals.
Nice.
You know, as opposed to the behemoth that is Minnesota.
Right.
But they are a lot of fun, super friendly people. I've gotten to know them very well over the last few months, and their music is also very good, and I'm super excited about this, but it sounds like they do an adult show at the end of the day.
Okay.
And some of their adult show is holy shit.
Oh.
Like Vilification Tennis adult level. And apparently
like $200 verse.
Like that sort of stuff. And apparently this winter they are going to be their CD is going to be their adult CD.
Oh.
And so I'm really kind of looking forward to that. Cuz they are musically super talented and their songs are really funny. So I'm really looking forward to that. But anyway, that's the festival I did, Rogues and Ruffians. There's a guy that walks around in a trout.
Like you do.
Like a giant, like this thing is like 12 feet long.
Like a reverse mermaid?
He's just like, he's...
A maid mer.
He's just wearing a trout on his shoulders.
Oh.
And he just walks around making fish puns. And... Huh. And like,
God damn it,
that
was my shtick with
Nettie.
We all
kind of were just like, what's with the trout? And nobody seems to know the answer. Like, they have it on their shirts. They have, like, Rogues and Ruffians with a little trout. And I'm like, what's with the... And I'm like, what's with the trout? I'm new here. Right. What's with the trout?
Fuck.
Because I honestly, like, legit, I'm not from around here. I don't know if the trout has special meaning or what is... And they were like... I was like, so what's because what's with the trout? And they were like, well, have you seen the guy walking around in the trout? And I was like, yeah, what's up with that? And they were like, oh, that's what he does.
He's fishing for compliments.
Like, that's what he does, is he walks around in this big trout. And and like, we're like, what? I don't understand.
Listeners.
But that's a thing. And so
you can't see it.
They can probably feel the heat off their radios.
But the glare.
I don't get it. So anyway. Rogues and Ruffians. If it wasn't so muddy, I would have had a much better time.
He tried it once and got hooked.
But I'm
going to end you, James.
I'm going to edit you out is what I'm going to do. And then we came home and we had the most amazing pizza in New Glarus, by the way. New Glarus, if you're ever in New Glarus, Wisconsin, by the way, first of all, get some beer. And second of all, go to Sugar River Pizza. Because, first off, you walk in and you sit down and you open the drink menu.
Right.
And they have a drink menu with over 80 different craft beers from around the world.
Ooh.
And you do not...
Around the world in 80 beers.
You do not... You don't know where to start.
I know where to start.
Well, yeah. No. They have a huge selection of ciders and meads,
Well, then
too.
I start with the ciders and meads.
Yeah, no. Probably. Raiderly had... what was it? Something like... something zombie killer, I think.
I've had zombie killer.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
It was super good.
It's pretty good.
I had some many beers. And they were all delicious. And I ended up having, because I was overwhelmed, Raiderly was like, you can get a few. And, she was like, I'll drive.
Aww.
And so I had a
Ladies
couple.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is real love.
I know, right?
Well, it was her car.
it's also real.
But the thing is I had a couple. I had a couple. And then I was like, I'm going to get my third, and that'll be my last one. And I ordered the third one, and it gets to the table, and I look at the bottle, and it says 9%.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, whoops. I didn't know.
Yep.
So that's the start. And then after taking our order, the waitress, as she's walking by, she places a mason jar full of Scrabble tiles on our table.
Oh.
What? And we took a moment and kind of looked at it like, what are we supposed to... Are we just supposed to? I guess we're playing Scrabble now?
Yes.
And then we did. We just played Scrabble on the table, and it was great.
That's fantastic.
So good.
Oh yeah.
And then for an appetizer, we got these sriracha bites, which are little cubes of chicken.
Oh.
That are coated in a sriracha breading with sesame seeds.
Dang.
And it is served with a garlic ginger sauce.
Oh. Ooh. Shit.
And they were fucking amazing.
That's weird. That's kind of
so good.
What you described is not most of the things I like,
but it was so good.
Yeah,
I believe amazing. You.
And then their pizza selection was also just an entire page on the menu, and I was still overwhelmed with the beer selection. So I told Raiderly that you choose what we're having for pizza, and we ended up getting a barbecue pulled pork pizza with jalapenos and pineapple on top.
You ruined it with the pineapple.
Oh my fucking god! It was.
I'm all for it.
I mean,
either way, it was delicious.
I'll go shoulder deep on a pineapple pizza.
And then for dessert, we got beignets. And these beignets, they were about roughly an inch square, little puffs of pastry. But the plate was piled this high. Like,
and you can't see. He's making a gesture like the mashed potato scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It was a fucking mound. Like, this would have fed four people easy.
This means something.
And it was so much. Like, and we had already eaten like a lot at this point. So we were looking at these beignets like, we cannot let these go to waste. Oh.
You have a duty to do.
Oh, duty to do. And,
what? Okay. All right.
I think that's the cutest thing I've ever seen you do, Salsa.
We're going to put that down on the sheet.
All right. If you have not seen Black Books, then you are missing out on one of the greatest British sitcoms of all time.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Black Books, look it up, watch every episode.
Yeah.
Because Black Books is amazing. And I is the third season, I want to say, where first off, it's Dylan Moran.
Okay.
Ben or Bill Bailey.
Yes.
And in the I think it's the third season, Simon Pegg shows up as a rival bookseller in a rival, like a chain, that Bill Bailey goes to work for, and he gets the duty to do card, and because it's this chain, so everything has this acronym.
Sure.
And he's like, here is your duty to do card, and then he swipes it and it goes duty to do.
Yes.
That is amazing.
I wonder if that can be like a message alert.
I mean it can be.
Yeah, I wonder if it already exists as a message alert, I guess.
But yeah, Black Books. So a quick sell on this. Black Books, Dylan Moran plays a misanthropic bookseller who owns a bookshop but just hates customers. And so all he does is smokes and drinks wine and is an asshole to customers.
So it's like British Empire Records or whatever that was?
I have no idea.
I mean, a little bit. I can see it.
I guess, yeah. I can see that, yeah.
It's like if Daria opened a bookshop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hates people and complains about them all the time and drinks a ton of wine and smokes a lot of cigarettes. And Bill Bailey is this super, he's like James, honestly. He's just kind of this gentle-hearted, like trying to be helpful,
often failing
takes the abuse. It's on Netflix, go watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my weekend, and then I came home and I had been swallowing swords in the rain and the wind all weekend, so I felt like shit, and I'm still kind of feeling like shit.
Aww.
So that's my weekend.
All right. I had a day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to talk about the entire day. There were lots. It was one of those days, listeners, where every tiny thing that could go wrong did. Mm-hmm. Like, just this thing and the other thing and this bit and then this thing happened. And it was just tiny, mostly tiny things just piling up one right after the other. And you finally think, you're like, okay, I'm going to do something productive. And I start to do something productive and it's going great. And I'm like, yeah, I've got a handle back on this day. And then thing happens and you're like, well, fuck. So it was one of those days.
It was a ball pit, but instead of plastic spheres, it was bull testicles.
Sure.
Mountain oysters are delicious, though.
Well, I wasn't eating them, though.
But I would.
I don't generally eat my
absolutely jump
problems.
In a ball pit of mountain oysters.
Okay. So anyway, so after this entire day, I had run some errands on my way to the podcast, and I'd gotten McDonald's. I was like, "Fuck it, I'm getting McDonald's." And I'd gotten McDonald's, and I went to get my stuff out of the car, and I was like balancing five different things, and my phone fell. My phone is fine. But I had to pick it up off the street where it had fallen. So I go to set my drink down. My drink tips over onto the driver's side seat. But I got it quickly enough to be able to, you know, it was only
mostly
a little bit. It'll be fine when I go back out. So I set that down on the floor and then the bag on the seat with my Big Mac because I'd already eaten my fries because you eat those right away. Like, that's just what you do.
Sure.
And I got my phone, and I grabbed my stuff, and I don't remember if I closed the door or if the door closed behind me, but my keys were still in the car. And I'm like, fuck, it's this day. That's where I just, like, gave up. I was like, nope, this day, fuck it. So I had a cigarette and contemplated life. And
as one does in these times.
I start messaging, and I message my ex to be like, hey, do you have the key? Like, the spare key. By the way, I should probably get that from you at some point anyway. And just this, that, and the other thing. And I hadn't heard back from him yet, so we decide we're going to break into my car. And we get a coat hanger.
Yep. And I start disassembling the coat hanger.
Yep. Starts taking the coat hanger apart, got some pliers to do that. And Salsa walks over to my car, and opens the car.
Yep.
Via the back hatch. Like, yep. Just like, oh, have you tried this?
He didn't even, he hardly paused a moment. He just walked over.
He just walked over.
Grabbed the handle on the hatch, lifted.
Yep.
Oh.
So.
Nutty turns to Jenna and says, that'll be
$40. That'll be $40.
You son of a bitch.
Yep.
Just casual as fuck, too. Yeah.
Yep. Just there. So I climbed into my car and got everything unlocked, and I found my keys, which had fallen in the little space between the door and the driver's seat, so I couldn't even find the damn things right away, so that was fun. And then I gave up, because, fuck it. So that was, I mean, that was, that was like the culmination of my day into that kind of an episode. But I had lots of awesome things happen too. Like on Sunday,
woo!
There was another birthday party for me because I want all the birthday parties. I'm greedy. And, we went to Up Down at 11 o'clock and we started playing games. We continued playing games. We got pizza. We did skee ball. We made a rule where you had to get 200 points on skee ball before you could play any other games.
Yep.
Which was fantastic. More people showed up. More games were played. There was DDR. There was Jenga. There was Connect Four. There were Killer Queen.
Oh, and, it was so good.
That's such a good game.
I had played that game like once or twice before, and I didn't get it. It just seemed incredibly complicated, and I didn't understand the point of it. But with a bunch of us playing it and figuring it out, it was fucking amazing. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I always wanted to play it, but there was always like, it's an 8-player game, 2 teams of 4.
Salsa, can you check something really quick?
Could do.
Okay. I'm wondering if I'm making waveforms. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Just making 100% sure. Okay.
Are you making noise?
Yep. Okay. So, yeah. I discovered something about Killer Queen.
Oh.
By the way.
Killer Queen. Dynamite with a laser beam.
All right. I discovered that it was originally a LARP game, like a field game, like Capture the Flag. And there are rules on the website of the developer for how to play it in Meat Space.
Really?
Really, really.
Huh.
So in addition to being a kick-ass arcade game for 2 teams,
right?
It is also a field game that can be played in real life.
Oh, this is happening.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not until next spring at the very earliest,
because
it's getting cold, but
this
is happening.
Yeah.
No, my God.
I wholeheartedly endorse this.
Yes. Yep. Excellent. So, yeah, we played that a lot, and we played more games. We did pinball. We did this, that, and the other thing, and eventually it got to be, like, some people showed up, some people left, and it got to be, like, 4:30-ish, and I was like, well... I mean, most of the people have left at this point, and I'm like, well, I mean, I could go, or I could wait around another half an hour, because, completely not planning it.
Yeah.
By coincidence, Stefan
Senpai,
also had his birthday party at Up Down.
Two of my friends
from the LAN party chat. Up Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was your birthday.
Yep.
And then two of my other friends were having their birthday parties together that evening.
Yep.
Stefan being one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we hung out, and then there was Stefan. And we said, hey, Stefan. And we played some shooter games with Stefan.
Which was
There was Jenga there, too.
Uh-huh.
I spent 9 hours at the arcade.
Yeah, getting drunk.
Getting drunk and then getting
eating
sober.
Chinese food.
And eating Chinese food and pizza.
Yeah.
And then getting drunk again.
Yeah.
And then playing more games and getting sober again. Yeah. I put more time into my time at the arcade than I do my day job. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah, I had a fucking blast.
And that is all I did with my Sunday. That was it. I didn't do anything else productive or out or anything. It was just that.
Yeah.
There's another thing I was going to say about that. Oh, also, I want to say a shout out. Thank you to Dennis for the tokens.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I got a whole bunch of tokens from them, so it was great.
Yeah, they gave you like a fistful.
Like a bag.
Fistful of tokens?
Yes.
God damn it.
Good teamwork on that.
Keep going. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Anyway. Where were we?
So that was also where we discovered the drink that we're having this evening.
Ah. Yep.
Because I needed something that was boozy but had caffeine, strong caffeine, because we had all been playing DDR.
Yep. Caffeine strong like bull.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
God.
Much so. Yeah. So that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna like put a bookmark in here. The thing that I want to talk about is related to this.
Oh. So,
yep.
Well, I mean, you can do that now then.
But just keep talking.
Yep.
Yeah. Segue. Go.
Oh. Okay. When we were about to leave, we were hanging out with Stefan Senpai and Bennett, and who is the other birthday person. You and a couple of other friends, Nathan Youngeman, and then Maddie Bubbs, co-host of your Terms of Disagreement podcast.
Yeah.
Which hopefully we should be starting our new season
very good
soon.
And he's getting married in a month.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to be starting very soon. Well, but we'll be getting, we'll be starting again.
He was there with his fiancée. And we were doing like a Jenga tournament thing. And some drunk guy and his buddies stumble past, and he like does the feint like he's going to knock it over. And then he asked me, like, I'm seated at the table next to Jenna, and I'm like, that's funny. And he goes, man, no, I'm just joking around. I'm like, cool, man, all right, have a good night. Whatever. And he's like, would that have made you mad? Like, I'm sorry, man. And I'm like, no, it's cool. Like, one of my other friends made the same thing. And he's like, yeah, you're here with these people. And I'm like, yeah, and the people playing Jenga, I'm going to be performing their wedding next month. Like, it's cool. We're good. Have a good night. And he goes, you're going to be doing their wedding? Yeah. Well, are you going to cut your hair first? And my hair had been braided, so he, like, sort of softly grabs the braid on the back of my head. And I'm still sitting down, and I'm like, all right, this is objectionable. And I just sort of, like, remove it from his hand and put it around my neck to the other shoulder. And I'm like, I'm going to be leaving my hair. I'm not going to be cutting it because I feel like that would really mess with my authenticity as a hippie, you know? and he's like, oh, man, no, you got to cut your hair. And I was like, well, that's really up to them and me, you know. But thanks for the advice. And he's like, no, I'd never let you marry me with hair like that. And I just, that was the time.
Yeah.
I just looked at him, like, dead in the eye, and I was like, look, I'm really flattered, but I'm seeing someone else right now. And I just let that hang in the air. And all of his friends and all of our friends start laughing, and then he gets it. And he's like, no, I mean, not like... And to his credit, he went, all right, good one, okay. And I extend my hand to him to shake. We shake hands, and he fucks off. Right? There were so many points where that could have gone totally awry.
Right.
But I credit my experience at the Renaissance Festival ringmastering at the booth and working street to disengage.
Yep.
But it was kind of a weird and scary thing there for a moment because of how aggressive and like posturing this dude was. And I was talking to Jenna about it while we were leaving. I was going to walk her to her car because it's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it, and we were both like, wow, that was kind of tense. And, ooh,
yeah.
And then I was like, well, but then again, like, if that had been at the booth, that whole thing would have played out, and then I would have handed that guy a sword. So it could have been a lot more tense, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no, all things considered, it went spectacularly well. And the rest of the day was amazing. I had super fun with your party and with all of the booth kids that showed up.
Yay,
and booth Bree
kids.
And with Riga, who's no longer a booth kid. He's an actor. He's famous now. And then with...
he is the twerk to my shimmy.
Aw.
Yeah.
He's the bop to your... Bop, shoe, bop,
no,
shoe, bop?
Only the twerk to my shimmy.
Oh, okay, okay. Saving that for marriage, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a while.
So then also I had super fun with Stefan and Bennett and Nate and Aaron and all of those fine folks. So just nice, like, nice sort of little... weirdly quiet party groups within a much larger and, as the day went on, increasingly huge and loud party that was going on.
I think it was the amount of people that finally got to me. Like, the amount of people I was finally, like, I was like, I just, it's too many.
Got to be a real overwhelming.
Yeah.
Even for me. And I love people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like people. They're okay. Also, there was dim sum.
Oh, also there was dim sum. Oh, man, that was a wild experience.
Yeah. So this event, it's a place where you go in and you sit at a table and you've got a little card. And people walk by you with dumplings. And you say, yes, please. And then they give you dumplings and they put a little mark on your card. And that's it. But they have all of the dumplings. So many different kinds. They're all amazing. They've also got some buns and other like bits. But it's the dumplings. Yeah. You're there for the dumplings.
Oh, crispy duck.
Yeah, that was good. So, yeah.
Yep.
And it was an experience because you're just like, your eyes get bigger than your stomach real quick. And then you realize that, so you slow down. But then you don't get the thing that you want. It's kind of like you're just grabbing as it goes. It's like, if you go to like, a sushi place and they've got like, some of the places they'll just make sushi and set it out and you grab it or you don't.
Yeah. Right.
It's on the revolving thing.
Yeah. And like, if you don't get to it, somebody else will or whatever. So, that was a very fun experience. I don't know if I can say much more exciting about it, but it was way more exciting than I can make it sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recommend
really
that.
Really delicious food.
Yeah. Really good. What else, James?
For me personally?
Yeah.
We went to Aikido.
We did do that.
Yeah. This has just been like a Jenna full weekend for me.
It's my weekend.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
My roommate, my brand new roommate is having kind of a difficult time of things. So he just broke up with his boyfriend and I figured that he probably needed something to distract him from how terrible, everything is for him right now. He's just, like I said, having a super rough time with all of the things. So I was like, hey, I'm going to my drop-in Aikido class. Do you want to go do that? And so he and Jenna and I all went to Aikido and had a super fun time throwing each other around.
Cool.
Yeah. And meditating was really good.
Walking meditation.
Yeah.
That was a new one for me. That was fun. I appreciated that.
Hey, can I guess my husband does? I haven't seen him in like... 14 hours.
Listeners, Raiderly wants to make out with her husband while we're doing a podcast. How rude.
Kind of want to just kiss you as long as they can, like, do this little jam session happening.
I'm sure I'm. Oh yeah. Our...
Yay!
Good.
Duty to do.
So that happened. Yay!
Thank you.
I mean, we could take a break, and you could actually like spend time with your husband.
No, I should probably go upstairs and be a responsible parent.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we taking a break?
I suppose we could take a break.
We could.
All right.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Break time!
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
So when do you get funny?
We're still waiting. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm unfunny.
No, you're not. You're amusing.
I'm James.
Wow.
And I'm Jenna.
No, you're amusing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
you're
cute.
Interesting, it's, like it's, an ant farm.
It's a good size. Well, that's what that is.
It happens
right?
to a lot of guys.
Look, I strive for adequacy. That's in all things.
Everything in moderation, especially everything you do.
Good.
God. Yay!
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Extremely adequate.
What you've been watching? What you've been reading?
I've been playing some Assassin's Creed recently.
Ooh.
Yeah. Black Flag?
Black Flag.
Yeah.
Specifically the expansion.
Ooh.
Expansion / now you can get it as a standalone game.
Oh.
Freedom Cry.
Oh, yeah.
And basically your first mate in Black Flag is an escaped slave. And in Freedom Cry, you play as that guy.
Escape
slave, you know, became the second in command on your ship.
Sure.
Really only because he was black, and even other pirates wouldn't necessarily accept him as their captain.
That's fucked up.
It's true. No, historically, that would absolutely be... true, where they would accept escape slaves as pirates, but as their captain, even pirates were like, that's still a little bit too far that we're willing to go.
It's shitty behavior.
Yes. This is the age of slavery. Yes. So
wait, you're saying there was racism?
I know, it was awful. Mm. But in this one, play as that man who has... Now that the main character from Black Flag has gone back to England, you are basically on your own, and you do finally become the captain of your own ship. Captain mainly by also escaped slaves, which is why they accept you as their captain.
Right.
And you...
I feel like historically there was an actual...
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who it was,
so you basically run around and you go to plantations and help all the slaves escape and you go in the towns. There's just all these little things like slaves on the auction block that you basically go and kill all their guards and free them and things like that. And then there's a storyline running through it, of course.
Nice. A story,
but it is a completely different beast, combat wise, because your weapons are completely different.
Sure,
you still have the assassin's wrist blades and things like that.
You know, the essentials.
Yeah, but as a weapon, you carry a big fucking machete, like you got a big cane knife, which is a bit less elegant. Exactly. And for a gun, you actually have a scatter gun.
Oh.
So you've got this big fuck all shotgun, basically, instead of the precision weapons that you've used up until this point. You know, he runs in and he's got this scatter gun, which can either knock people back from a distance, or you get up close and you can take out three or four of them just in one go.
Nice.
So he's a lot more brutally effective than the other one, whereas the other one was kind of this surgical instrument. This guy, he walks in and he just fucks everybody up. like he's a whirlwind of death and destruction. And you know, it's more of, it's kind of more of the same of Black Flag, which is a fantastic game in and of itself. So
sure.
There's some of the assassinating, and then there's some of the pirate shipping.
The creeding?
Yep. Mm. And the piracy is fun, and the killing is fun, and things like that. And then I've been playing Final Fantasy on my phone.
Nice. The, what is it, Memories?
Wait. Nope, Brave Exvius.
There's Final Fantasy on the phone?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
There's a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
I'm playing Brave Exvius.
Oh.
And, yeah, having fun with it. It's Why Final didn't Fantasy. You guys tell I love me this Final earlier. Fantasy. I really, really love Final Fantasy, and I have Final Fantasy on my phone now.
Would if I knew? I don't know. Yeah. So, Jenna, there's Final Fantasy available for your phone.
There's like a really? Lot yeah. of different oh. ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of different kinds.
Yeah. One of the extremely well-regarded ones is something like Memory Guardian.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is recovering famous Final Fantasy fights and sequences by winning strategy things. It's okay. Like it's you're unlocking these different memories that have been captured and that someone is trying to destroy mm-hmm. from the universe of Final Fantasy, and you're making it all okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Yeah. Okay. Some
of them are kind of the city defense style games, sure. sort of like what are some of the other ones that you see?
Plants versus Zombies Tower Defense?
No, like the ones like where you see the,
are you talking about like
the commercials
Clash
on
of
TV.
Clans,
yeah, kind of that style where you build
Age
your
of
you
War.
Build yeah, where you build a city with defenses and then you play against other players and you know, so there's that style. And then the one I'm playing is there is a storyline. Mm-hmm. There's an actual storyline that runs through it. And
a story runs through it.
Yep. But you also, so you're leveling up your characters and stuff like that. But the other thing you can do is it's called summoning, and what you basically do is you create an army behind you, and all of the characters in the army are characters from past Final Fantasy games.
Nice.
And so you can kind of mix and match your five people that go into combat based on, you know, players from solely from this game.
I don't
want
to spoil anything for you, but I'm gonna recommend that you may want to leave Cait Sith out.
I don't know if that one's a summonable character, honestly.
It's a joke anyway.
And besides, it's pronounced Ketchy. But yeah. Anyway.
Ketchy.
Actually,
it's
I believe
pronounced catchy. But anyway, it's very similar to the Star Wars game that I was playing for a while. Mm. In which it's just kind of you build up different characters, and then you based on, you know, each one has slightly different skills and different strengths and weaknesses, and you build your best five.
Swap materia around in order to make them disappear.
And you know, you swap equipment around, and then you.
I'm making a gem swapping game.
You're fighting joke. Along. The storyline, but then there is also a player versus player arena.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal.
Where you're trying to fire materia up at the top of the screen in order to defeat Sephiroth.
Nope.
No.
Did you know you can buy Final Fantasy VII for your phone?
Yep. Yes.
So I googled, and there is actually a five best Final Fantasy games for Android.
what's the number one free one?
The number one free one is actually the one I'm playing. Brave Exvius.
Okay. Then first. Oh, it's also on the top of the list here, so I'll just do that. Sweet.
Record Keeper. That's the one.
Yep. Record Keeper is another one. That's
the you work in the archive, and you are trying to restore the memories.
Oh, it's going to take forever to download
this
on your
internet.
And then
there's Mobius.
All right, well.
So,
okay.
So anyway, that's what I've been playing and
neat.
And keeping me occupied while I'm on the road.
And at work.
A little bit. Like during lunch breaks.
I'm joking. You're fine. I won't tell anyone. Like the podcast listeners. I don't know. This joke didn't have an ending.
Was this a joke?
I pull the ripcord and I disappear.
Next time, try to make sure it's a joke before you start talking.
Oh, that's what I've been doing wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. I'm amused.
I guess it's only a joke if it's not true.
Awkward.
All right. So,
somebody please throw a pie or something. No, Jesus Christ.
So, what have you been playing, Jenna?
What have I been playing? I've been playing a lot of my Android games.
Sure.
Monster Busters is, of course, my all-time.
Which sounds like a porn comic by Robert DeJesus.
It does, but it's a match 3 or a, you know,
makes
like
me feel good.
It's bejeweled with monsters. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. But it's fantastic and I'm addicted and I love it. In fact, for my birthday for Monster Busters, they gave me infinite lives for an entire week.
Oh.
Just the game did it. Like, it wasn't somebody was like, here, have this. It was like, nope, you just get to play for a week. That was a bad idea. They know what they're doing. So I got a couple of high scores in that one. Very proud of that. I've also been playing Flow Free. Which, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of a meditative puzzle game. You have to connect dots.
So you're going through perimenopausal, and so you play a game called Flow Free.
My fingers are crossed. Someday soon. it's coming.
I'm just saying.
Or not. But you have to fill all the squares and connect all of the dots type thing. And it's, for me, in my brain, it's the ultimate project management game. Because you have to get all of the things done in a certain way, mm-hmm. get all of the things connected and fill all of the space. And you have to think about what goes where ahead of time. And you've got as much time as you want to do it. You can just stare at this thing for half an hour. But you want to, the goal for me is always to, you know, do it in as few moves as possible. Are you looking at Flow Free?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
It's colorful squiggly lines.
Yep.
Yep.
And
connect the dots.
It's
la la la. Oh. La 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 la.
Nice pull.
You've ruined everything for me.
Good.
Hate you.
Yes.
Hate you.
Use your hatred, young Skywalker.
Downloading.
All right.
It's super meditative. Yeah. It's one of those games where it forces me to puzzle and think, but in a way that I happen to generally intuit.
Sure.
So it's like I'm thinking, but I'm not thinking about thinking.
Which is lovely. Some of my favorite things, sort of the Zen.
Yep.
There's another one that I can recommend to you.
Okay.
Currently
downloading Final Fantasy.
Sure.
You know, later. you can recommend it now.
Color Cube gives you a six-sided shape assembled out of a series of overlapping tangrams. And you not only have to match the shape, but you have to match the colors. Now, here's the nice thing. Nope, salsa. Oh. Here's the nice thing is that it's not pure red. It's orange red. It's not green. It's teal. They're slightly off color. You may be able to tell the difference between them.
You're slightly off
and
color.
And purple, so that it should be potentially easier. No, different from that. I will show you the thing.
There's like 5, 6, 7 different color cubes in here.
All right, so, well, we can figure this out later.
We can. But Color Cube uses a series of overlapping shapes to create a picture up at the top.
Ooh.
And
okay.
Okay, so you have to layer the...
So it's kind of like a puzzle, but it's... yeah, okay, neat.
Yep. And so whatever the top one appears to be to you, you just match it down below by arranging shapes and rotating them. So, I would recommend that, because that one's also kind of just zen. Something to do in order to...
Refocus.
Relax your brain. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I use Flow Free to.
Yeah, it is.
It's like I've always been good at active meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the meditation where you just try to let go of everything and focus on your breathing and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you try to focus on nothing, but focusing on your breathing helps focus on it. Anyway.
But puzzles,
But active meditation. I do like origami and... various coloring things and stuff like that, where you're just kind of doing your thing. Dance can be an active meditation. Just things where you lose yourself and you lose your mind to it, so you're not
something
thinking about
non-language
anything,
based that requires your focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I experienced the same thing playing Katamari or playing a couple of different giant robot games.
Nonograms for me.
I find them very, very soothing.
Puzzles. I get into puzzles.
Yeah.
Would crossword puzzles count? Because it's a very active, but
it is, because again, you're accessing a part of your brain. You're focused on something that changes a shifting target.
Mm.
I would say yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. I can actually meditate.
Yay, there you go. For me, Sudoku is a very similar one for me. And I consider it not, yes?
Guys, get that sword away from me. He's going to commit Sudoku. I don't even remember where.
Okay.
Somebody said it to me, and it's fucking hilarious now.
I mean, yeah, I approve. But yeah, it's like a numbers crossword. So it really does have that kind of like similar figuring out the patterns, how do the pieces fit, things like that. So another game I've been playing is Letter Soup.
Oh yeah?
You're given five letters and a bunch of words that you need to you just try to build words out of letter soup.
It's like a Scrabble-y thing?
Kind of. But you get to reuse the letters, so it's
kind of like
how many
Boggle?
Words can you get at? It is more like Boggle. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a motherfucker at Boggle.
Yeah, and I like that one because you don't have 18 million lives, or you don't have to worry about lives. You just keep going until you're done going, which is fantastic. They have autoplay ads, which frustrates me.
Yeah,
like Flow Free, it'll pop up an ad that you can just click away right away, whereas this, you have to watch 30 seconds of an ad to get to the next bowl of soup, so it's kind of annoying there. But I enjoy the trying to find the various words out of that. That's fun.
A 5-second ad, okay,
sure, yeah.
But being forced to sit and watch a 30-second advertisement.
Well, and what's frustrating is almost all of them...
It's also a free game. That's hard.
I know, right? But what's personally frustrating for me is that almost all of them are for Gardenscapes, which I've played before, and Austin's a dick. So, I grew a strong hatred for that game in particular, and now I'm forced to watch 30 seconds of an ad for a game I'm not going to play,
because
fuck that.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating for me. Apparently, they have a new Homescapes. I don't care.
No.
I know about it now,
and
I'm still not going to play it. So, yeah.
I like playing Words with Friends with you.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I like words, and you're my friend.
Oh.
So.
Ooh. That is all true.
Gross.
I've been playing with a couple of other people. You need to restart a new game, though, sir. I've started the past three games.
Oh, fair. I usually... Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
What?
I usually let other people start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
I get it. It's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool.
Watching anything?
No. I thought we were going
through. I was just going to mention two different game-related things on the Switch really quick. One is Sonic Mania is fucking amazing.
Yeah?
It is the best Sonic game I've played in more than a decade.
Really?
Easily. Yeah, because it feels like the old Sonic games, and it, as a matter of fact, it's
is it two-dimensional?
Mixed out of, yeah, other two-dimensional Sonics, and they add new content and new bosses and things like that, and it's fucking stupendous. And it was like a really surreal experience, because some of the first stages from the first three Sonics, they blend them together to make one large stage.
Right.
So you're going through all of these familiar places that have been like scrunched together weirdly. It's fucking fantastic and also confusing, but rad. But the controls are really intuitive, that kind of thing. It's available for a lot of different platforms, apparently. So it may even be available to, say, people with laptops and things like that.
I need to get a Steam controller at some point. I just need to.
The otherwise, Xbox 360 controllers are USB, and they plug in Windows intuitively programs them, so you don't have to assign buttons or anything like it already knows how to work with them. They work almost instantly when you plug them into a Windows machine. But yeah, Sonic Mania is fucking incredible, and it started one of my most favorite things. One of the bosses for a stage has Robotnik upside down, and somebody misinterpreted the way that the sprite was drawn.
Okay.
And they interpreted it right side up, and they were like, this looks like a little girl in a like a big Eggman dress thing.
Okay.
And they nicknamed her Eggette. And they then this captured people's imaginations, so even though they know that the sprite was misinterpreted, people have been drawing her and like making theme songs for her.
Oh my god.
And making little comics and shit, and it's fucking amazing. Oh my god,
that's incredible. I love it.
It's so, so adorable. It's wrecking me. So there's that. Eggette or Omelette is the other. But it's all like a fan thing. And it's not like the kind of scary fan thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like
nobody's boinking.
Right.
I mean, maybe, but point? That's not the majority.
Yeah, why do you even have a DeviantArt if you aren't going to mash their genitals together?
Oh, God.
No, the, yeah, but it's super fucking cute, and I adore it. So there's that, and then as a gift from the groom for an upcoming wedding, I received the expansion pack to Zelda Breath of the Wild,
which
includes one feature, and it was the one thing where he was like, yeah, I want to see you do this. Like, I want to see all of the stuff that you went through. It goes back through your most recent 200 hours of play and draws it on the map in real time.
Oh my god.
And you can fast forward through it, so you can watch all of the places that you went.
So it's no longer in real time.
It does it in real time, and then you can fast forward it.
I see.
Yes. Okay. So, we're watching that, and at some point, we just watch an area of the map get filled in. And the little pointer keeps dying, and we realize that this is the place where I was facing something a lot stronger than me and refused to give up. And pissing off all of my friends that were watching. They're like, just go get different stuff. You can go get a hammer from somewhere, and you can go do this other thing. It's going to be easy, and you're doing this the wrong way. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this. Yeah, bloody-mindedness. So, yeah, there's just a segment of the map visible from space. Okay. That is completely filled in, like, which is like filling in an area on an Etch-a-Sketch, right?
Right.
Difficult at best.
Right.
But it's...
But by gum, you did it.
Right. And I took a screenshot of it, so it is forever a testament to my stubbornness.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Get that framed.
Yeah.
I did think of another game that I played over the weekend. We had mother-daughter gaming night.
Yeah. You're telling me about this thing.
We played Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. Salsa, pay attention.
Not nearly as tawdry as it sounds.
Yeah. I've just heard of this.
No, you want to play this.
I've heard of this.
It is, number one, it's all happy fluffy bunnies. It's the world is run on love, and it's adorable. And
you've
then
already lost me.
Anti-love has broken in.
You've regained me.
but you play for the love side.
Aww.
And Lovers is actually an acronym for something or other. Like, I can't remember the full. But it's basically the space tech that they use.
I'm listening.
And in this game, you have a ship.
Okay.
And you and or the AI or a friend or three other friends control this ship.
Okay.
To destroy anti-love
and, you lost me again.
And recapture the space bunnies or space friends that make the love technology go. It's very weird universe, but delightful. But it is a shooter game. But here's the thing. This ship has an engine, and it has shields,
mm-hmm.
and it has
mm-hmm.
four guns,
mm-hmm.
and it has a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And when Justin and I were playing it, only two people to run all of those things. And in order to use a thing, you have to get into the right room to use the thing.
Oh, yeah. The Thumbs guys were talking about this
Okay,
game.
Yeah. So Jess and I worked it out real quick, who was doing what and who was getting to what point. Mm-hmm. We played through this, and we did not die once.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Very proud of us. We played 10 levels. We rescued all of the space friends, because you only have to rescue so many to get to the next level, but if mm-hmm. you rescue them all, you can get more upgrades and things like that to your ship. But it has kind of like this space team feel to it.
Okay.
Oh.
Where you're trying to communicate with each other over what needs to happen.
But you have to play with
next.
Other people?
You don't have to. I think the game will provide like an AI.
Oh, okay.
And you can do it that way as well. Or you can try to do it all yourself, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it is much more fun to me to play it with a friend. Number one, I love cooperative games. Number two, the amount of communication, and by communication, I might mean yelling, that happens during the game.
If it's anything sure. like Space Team.
Right. Yeah. Get the thing to your left. No, your other left. And I watched a playthrough with Felicia Day and her brother. They do a gaming thinger. Watching the two of them play was probably funnier than watching Jess and I play. Just because they're siblings, so they were yelling at each other in very different ways.
Naturally.
Whereas I was like, all right, daughter, you're the young one, so you're in charge,
because
it's gaming and technology. I recommend it. It's super fun.
Cool.
Rad.
Highly recommend.
The screenshots look super cute.
Yeah, it's both adorable and maddening, which is kind of my cup of tea, so.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Watching,
rating, anything?
I have been watching a British sitcom on Netflix.
I am shocked.
Because I do enjoy my
Is
British
it
sitcoms.
Allo, Allo?
No, I finished all 9-10 seasons of Allo, Allo, and it was so goddamn good. I was happy throughout. Now I am watching one called Toast of London.
Oh.
And it's pretty great.
Yeah.
The main character, played by Matt Berry, is not mm-hmm. a likable character, but you're still rooting for him. He's an actor, a stage actor, who is constantly fighting with his agent, who keeps like getting him these jobs that are terrible, and he is in the worst play in London's West End right now. Like,
oh God, okay.
Like this awful art piece where he basically dances around naked a lot. And he is having an affair with his main rival's wife. And, like, it's kind of bizarre. And every episode has, like, a musical number in it. And it, I'm not selling it well, but it's brilliant.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of musical numbers.
If you don't know who Matt Berry is, if you've ever seen the IT Crowd, mm-hmm. he is the guy who took over after the first boss killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's that bombastic, like, over-the-top character.
Okay.
And he is like, he loves being an actor, but he is also just extremely frustrated with his agent giving him shitty jobs.
Sure.
And she keeps giving him these jobs where he does voiceover work, and the people that work in the sound booth at the place where he's doing this voiceover work are just annoying, like, young, trying to be hip people who, like, they're like, one of commercials, he's just supposed to say, like, yes. And they're like giving him direction on how to say yes, and he's just
excellent.
It's just the most asinine direction.
And this sounds amazing.
And it's,
yeah.
It's, and he's just, it's, watch Toast of London.
Okay.
It's really great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. I've been watching bits and pieces of Adam Ruins Everything.
Uh-huh.
Which I fucking love
that
show.
It is a fun show.
It's so good. If you have not seen this, go see it. My guess is that you've seen, like, little snippets on the internet, but yeah. When he does the full shows, like, mm-hmm. I love how he has, like, a through theme for these shows.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, so they're doing the actual, like, 20-minute shows, I think, and they'll have basically three segments, and one of them will be Adam Ruins College, and he talks about student loans, and he talks about how much a degree actually matters in the world, and
I need to look at that one.
Yeah,
I watched some of the others that you recommended, and they were quite good.
Adam Ruins Having a Baby. Oh God! Ooh, oh God! Oh God! Yeah. But so it's kind of broken down. He'll tackle three points that are tied to a theme, and they've got like a little story arc thing going, kind of more or less. But it's kind of slappy. But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And each of the 20-minute shows has its own little theme. So I love the way that they put it together, because you can watch just one of the little chunks, like one of the 6-7 minute chunks, and get plenty out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can watch the whole thing. And what is absolutely fantastic to me, so if you've seen the little snippets on the internet, it's great. You know, you've got Adam dispels some kind of myth or
mm-hmm.
a way of thinking or whatever. But the shows themselves, at the end, he'll try to have like a more positive, upbeat type thing to mm-hmm. it. You know, like, yeah, everything that we have surrounding college sucks right now. The student loan things are atrocious, and the jobs are non-existent, and that this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, maybe you don't have to go to a super expensive school. You can mm-hmm. get, you know, like a tech, or, you know, right. The way that's one of the segments in that one particularly was about how schools are ranked.
Okay.
And he's like, you can get a good education at a you know, less highly ranked school just due to the way they do rankings.
Right.
Like, yeah, yeah, the rankings yeah. themselves might not mean anything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's always got this, okay, so here's all of this mm-hmm. information. I have just ruined your world for you.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to build it back
up. Yeah, here's a little bit of good to go with that. Here's, you know, if you're feeling directionless, this might give you a direction kind of a thing. So,
well, that's good.
So, yeah, I really like the way those shows are put together.
I appreciate that.
Right? My favorite one is actually Emily Ruins Adam.
That one was pretty good.
Oh, God. Where she basically talks about how telling people they're wrong is not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're wrong, and like presenting facts doesn't actually help anything. And oh God, that one is good. I personally feel like everybody on the internet should see that one.
Cool.
But yeah, that's the thing I've been watching. Right. I also watched the live action Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
For the first
time. Yeah, I watched that recently too.
There were elements of it with the CGI that I felt like kind of hit some Harry Potter type stuff. There were a lot of things that I loved about it, but I don't know that I loved the movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The
Cogsworth and Lumiere just looked awful.
Yeah, and they were somehow more annoying.
Extremely annoying.
Right. And yeah, a lot of the furniture and everything else, those parts of it, those characters didn't do it for me, and that was really hard for me.
It was. So much, it had the same thing as like Transformers did, where there was just so much detail going by so fast that it just became this muddy, messy blur.
And I just, the characterization, like characterization is huge for me, and I just, I didn't buy most of that. Yeah, I was just ugh. But what I did love was the development of Gaston throughout that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yep, LeFou was much more of a full character. And getting some of, like, I do agree with a bunch of the internet on how the live action filled a bunch of holes.
Yes.
In the story.
Their explanation for how a big fucking castle was forgotten.
Yeah, helped, and just the background on the Beast himself. Yeah. Like, that was good and made him a much more sympathetic character than I felt he was in the cartoon. But not just sympathetic, though, like more real. Like there was just so much more to him.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the only character I feel like they didn't add a lot to was Belle. I feel like they took away from the furniture a lot. And they added a lot more to some of those other characters, but Belle she was Belle, mm-hmm. doing her Belle thing. Hey, look, I'm Belle. I'm being Belle now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's necessarily bad, because Belle was a pretty decently fleshed out character in the animated one, but, yeah.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I felt like the casting was amazing.
Yeah.
And visually it was really striking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing with Chappie that I watched very recently.
Yeah.
It wasn't a tremendous film.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Neil Blomkamp thing.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It's a cry movie. Is that what I understand? It's a woof movie?
Yeah. It's an emotional thing.
Oh, the robot.
It's okay. Put it on sometime. 2 out of 5.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else? Quick.
No, that's what I got.
All right. Let's take a break, and then we will come back with your usual stuff.
Outro?
What? Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we are here for our outro.
What?
The outro.
That's correct. And outros are at the end of the episode, which means by this point of the show, We're getting a little tired because this is a podcasting is a grueling thing.
And we do it for you.
I know.
Listeners.
Well, I mean, by the time we get to this, it's starting to get late at night, right. You know, and we need a little bit of pick me up. So what better way to do that than, you know, also we've been drinking a lot of alcohol.
Right. There is also that.
So at this point of the episode, we need a little pick me up, I think. A little caffeine, a little coffee. Mm-hmm. And when you think of coffee, of course, the only thing you should be thinking of is True Stone Coffee.
Yes.
Because True Stone Coffee is the most amazing coffee that is roasted fresh and delivered right to your door. And they have an amazing variety of different beans from around the world roasted to perfection, and then you can get those, or you could get a bottle of cold press, or you could get a big jug of cold press concentrate, or if you're the kind of person who lives in cold climes and wants their torso to be warm, you can buy a t-shirt.
Yes.
Or you can get all of these things at the same time.
Indeed.
And when you do that, you can get a discount on your purchase by using the promo code
Apropos.
But it's spelled apropos.
And then you can put that in the little box that says, you know, promo code or whatever it is at truestonecoffee.com. And then enjoy. And I guess I didn't really need to say that because you were going to do it anyway.
That's true.
So I won't say enjoy because it's unnecessary.
It's just going to happen.
Exactly. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those of you not familiar with a Fast Five, what this is we get two emails from you, the listener. The first email has five A or B choices. We do not know what these choices mean. All we know is what they are. And we get to decide, do we like option A or option B? It is only after we have gone through all five and made our choices that we open up the second email and find out what the context is and find out if we like our answers or if we are fated to be disappointed for however long it takes for us to forget what those were.
I'm usually fated
by the time
to be disappointed,
I get to my car.
But yeah.
Fair enough.
It doesn't last long. I'm easily distracted.
This
Are
week's
we
Fast Five. What?
Nothing. Keep going.
This week's Fast Five comes to us from Nicole, and I'm going to butcher this probably, Chapin? Whatever.
I'm going to say that's correct. Yeah.
And I can't read it, but like, sure. Yeah.
Shapin.
Hey, Nicole.
Shopin.
I apologize.
I think you were right the first
Either,
time.
This comes to us from Nicole. And she writes, "This is my first time sending in a Fast Five. Thank you very, very much. I've listened to the show for years, and I love it. You make my boring overnight grocery stocking job enjoyable."
Aww.
We're glad we could.
And very much so. That warms the subcockles of my heart very much to hear that. Thank you very, very much for listening for all those years, and thank you for sending in a Fast Five.
Yay!
There isn't a theme, really. Okay.
All right.
So, question number one. Blueberry bourbon.
I'm already going blueberry.
All right.
Or drunken monkey.
Blueberry bourbon.
I might go blueberry bourbon.
I like the monkey.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
I mean, why not?
Okay, Aladdin.
Do what makes you happy.
and I will.
Hairball.
He's got a monkey.
Question number two. Real or fake?
Mine are real. They're small, but they're perky. So
real.
I'm gonna go real.
I like real.
I don't buy fake swords off of the Home Shopping Network.
I will buy fake diamonds though, because the real ones.
They're all real. I mean, unless they're not made of.
I prefer
like
real butter.
It's still
margarine.
Real. It's still crystalline structure.
I have to have fake butter.
No, I know. Yeah. Oh, there's that. Oh. Yeah.
There's no such thing as a fake diamond. It either is a diamond or it's not a diamond.
I saw an exact replica of David, of Michelangelo's David, up close, and it was amazing, and the detail was incredible. And yet, I still didn't see the original. I can never say that I saw the original. I have to qualify it. I have to go with real.
I can.
Well, yeah. But
I'm going real.
Dick.
Question number three. Real or fake?
Oh.
This time I'm gonna go. Okay, last time I went real. This time I'll go fake.
I'm still gonna stick with real.
Are you for real? I'm gonna go with real because I prefer practical effects to CG.
Oh,
good call.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't know the context.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Real or fake?
Oh God damn it! Bomb, 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 bomb.
Going back to real.
I'm gonna go with fake because I would much rather somebody have a fake Billy Bass plaque than like a weird taxidermied fish skin.
I'm hedging my bets and I'm going real again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Okay, never mind. No, I was overthinking what you said. I'm like, I'm done. I think I've
also something. I saw an amusing thing where somebody hooked up their Alexa, their Amazon Echo, to a Billy Bass as the speaker. So the fish would turn and then say whatever Alexa
wanted to. Oh God! Was,
that's not creepy.
It
was,
No, no, it was both creepy and also hilarious.
Question number five.
Yeah. All right.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween. Oh fuck no.
Christmas. Halloween is not my jam, yo.
Halloween is definitely my jam.
I know a lot of people really love Halloween, but it just it doesn't do anything for me. I love them both for different
reasons. Halloween is so exciting.
I'm going to say Halloween has the better after holiday candy specials.
Oh, good. Is there a holiday candy specials after?
Well, clearance or whatever. Sales.
But I love ghost stories and things like that, so it's really... good. Plus, Halloween's in October, and October is my favorite month.
It's a good month.
And
I like
it's associated with pumpkins, and I like pumpkins.
And my birthday.
Orange, which is my favorite color.
And my birthday.
Christmas has beautiful traditions and warm family gatherings and things like that, but I'm going with that. I'm going with Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going Halloween because of the candy. Halloween just
holds no appeal for me.
I have to say, I absolutely love that Jessa is the age that she is now because we have conversations that go, so, do you want candy on Christmas? Or do you want more candy the day after Christmas?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, more candy? Durr. I'm like, all right, here.
No, I'm not
Santa's a... Santa's coming a day late.
I'm not a huge candy eater. I'm not a big... dresser upper.
Okay.
Horror is not my jam.
Sure.
All right.
But raspberry is?
Like, I just.
He who inserts blades into his torso and wears a Renaissance costume. Okay.
Yeah. That's his day job. If you want to go relax.
Halloween really doesn't hold a lot of appeal for me.
I mean, the thing. Okay. So I.
Well, I suppose. Yeah. I guess if you're doing it all the time why would that be anything?
Candy is the after Halloween candy specials are the best. The deals are really good. That's really good. But I decorate more for Christmas.
Halloween has made outfits. Going Halloween.
Christmas could have made outfits.
Oh, fuck. Guys, what have I been doing with my life?
You can get the sexy elf outfits, like the chicks in the red sexy whatever. Yeah. Maid costumes.
It's not
They're
even
just...
really about like the sexiness.
Have
of
you
the
ever been to Lori's sexy costumes? About the...
No?
Lori has...
Bill and I won that.
Nice. Lori does a Halloween party where everybody dresses up as the sexy, not sexy costumes.
Mm-hmm. Like sexy ketchup?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
If you want to be a wimp about it.
Dibs on sexy ketchup packet.
Okay.
But yeah, just like all of the sexy, quote unquote, sexy Halloween costumes that are should not be sexy.
Yeah, Bill and I did that once and have never been back because I can't top it. We had a cute couple's costume.
Oh, yeah?
I was a sexy aborted fetus, and he was the sexy placenta.
Aww.
Right? I had a coat hanger, in my head, and a garbage bag. It was pretty epic.
It was the only way that she could get him to come after her.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. Question number one.
I mean...
All right. Question number one.
Sorry.
Blueberry bourbon or drunken monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which jelly name would be a better name for a drink?
Oh.
Are these jelly names?
Apparently.
Huh? Oh.
Now I need some blueberry bourbon.
Yeah, blueberry bourbon jelly
But I think as a drink.
Yeah, I thought that was a drink.
Monkey. Really?
It sounds like a cocktail.
Right.
But which one would I order? Blueberry bourbon.
Oh.
Oh, drunken monkey is a banana rum jelly.
Oh, well, whoa. I'm not going to have that.
That sounds fucking awesome.
But so the drunken monkey sounds like a tiki drink.
Yeah. Oh, all
drunk, yeah. Drunken monkey is a way better.
Oh, yeah.
Drink name. Like blueberry bourbon sounds like a spirit, whereas drunken monkey is a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Drunken monkey has an umbrella in it.
Yeah, it does.
Blueberry bourbon has a cigar next to it.
It has the little monkey hanging off the edge. The little like they have at Psycho Susie's. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you get the little animal decoration.
Yeah, go to
somebody invited me to a Psycho Susie's thing, so I guess I'm going to find out.
Yeah, well, you should definitely do that. All right. Question number two, real or fake? Which is better, real watermelon or watermelon-flavored candy?
I don't like any of it.
I really like... The fake watermelon flavor is my mom's favorite.
I'm
not partial to it.
I don't really enjoy watermelon that much.
I don't either. If I had to choose between the two, I would take the real watermelon.
I would take the watermelon candy.
Yeah.
I'm going with watermelon.
Like, especially
candy.
On a hot fest day, if somebody broke open a watermelon, I would be entirely about that.
Watermelon doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's
watermelon.
It's too watery.
Spitting the seeds.
No, that's exactly it. Is watermelon, sometimes you get a watermelon, it's really juicy, but sometimes you get it where the watermelon flavor is really thin. And you're just kind of sucking on water.
So it's a shitty watermelon.
Whereas,
a good watermelon?
Whereas watermelon candy, you're going to get that concentrated watermelon flavor every time.
I guess you are. Yeah. I mean, fair. All right.
Question number three, real or fake, which is better? Real strawberries or strawberry flavored candy?
Oh.
I'm going real strawberries on this one.
I think I got to go real
like
strawberries.
Like strawberry preserves.
Raspberry and or blackberry are my favorites.
Huh.
Yeah, give me them.
Strawberry
is good too. I'm gonna lie.
I guess whether the strawberry jam is like expensive hoity-toity or whether it's like Kmart brand depends on whether it's the real strawberry flavor or fake.
Mm.
So I guess I'll go fake on that one.
Yeah, I'm real. Keeping it real,
Question number four, real or fake? Which is better, real apples or green apple flavored candy?
Green apple flavored candy.
I'm going green apple, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I can't eat real apples anymore.
I know.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. I kind of also can't because my teeth are bad, but I also just don't like real apples.
Yeah, green
apples. Like, I'm not, like, disgusted by them and I'll have some, but I don't... Especially if you get like the green apple caramel suckers.
Yes.
Yeah. Those were prison cigarettes in my high school.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Like I could probably have bought and sold somebody using only those green apple suckers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number five: Halloween or Christmas? Ooh. When do you watch The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Ooh, Christmas.
Oh shit. All of the above?
I also watch it for Febtober Festivus.
I
don't know.
Which is my Christmas.
All of the above.
I think I gotta go Christmas on this one.
I don't know if I can pick one.
That is a really good question.
That's a stupendous question.
Also
Valentine's Day. And
Easter.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Passover.
Thanksgiving. Sure.
Yom Kippur.
Ramadan. Okay.
Yeah,
Ramadan is the Pastafarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Of course it is. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say, I think I've probably watched it more around Halloween just because...
Okay.
I mean,
that's when it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas, you've got like diehard Gremlins, so fucking, I don't know what else. I
mean, yeah, but sure. There's always, you've always got the horror slasher marathons around Halloween and stuff like that. Whereas Christmas,
but I don't really get into those as
neither
much.
Neither do I, but the only other shit around Christmas is like the Charlie Brown Christmas or the
yes
the
I love
Red
Schmaltz.
Red Rider and, BB and, gun bullshit stupid.
Yeah, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and
they're just so bad.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman, so I own the set them. You shut your whore mouth.
No, there are very few right. good Christmas movies.
You're fired. You're fired.
Like the whole shoot your eye out, that is, the movie should be burned.
Okay, I'm not a huge fan of that.
Christmas
one,
Story
honestly.
Definitely has at least one glaring problem.
It exists. That is its glaring problem. It's not a good movie in any way, shape, or form. Oh.
Right, well.
So wrapping it up, this was fun. I hope to come up with more Fast Fives in the future. Thanks for an awesome show.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much for listening. We're really happy and we look forward to those.
Maybe we'll figure out how to pronounce your last name.
Yeah, send us in a pronunciation guide.
A third email containing the pronunciation. As a series of choices.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first email will be the questions, which are just the A or B choices, and the second email will be the context, where you repeat the questions and then give us the context, so we don't have to jump back and forth between the two emails.
Because Salsa is lazy.
Because I'm lazy, and also sometimes my internet doesn't work very well. If you have never sent one in, we will jump you up to the front of the line, and if you somehow manage to finagle a physical copy to us, we will put that way up in the front. Is there anything else we need to plug before we go?
If you built a fart cupboard, let us know how it's working out for you.
I do need to plug.
Yes, plug away.
This Friday and Saturday, but specifically this Friday.
This Friday, which is the 20th and 21st.
Yeah. Vilification Tennis Game Show.
What?
Yeah. It's my favorite because I don't have to write new insults for it. Also because improv games still kind of scare me a little bit, so it's a good pushing myself out of the box. I will be performing Friday. My daughter will be performing Friday and Saturday because she's an overachiever.
Sure.
Yeah. And
this is
why
she wins all the time. She puts in the effort. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I should try that.
Oh, that's
the game show is honestly like my one regret leaving Ville is that game show was
goddamn fun. The game show is so much just fun. So good. And yeah, we've got a lot of good fun things happening. Cool. So
I don't regret choosing my friend's wedding over that, but I am sad that I don't get to see it.
Right.
Anything to plug, James?
Nope.
Wait, we're plugging James?
Plug his mouth.
I'll spit it all first.
Well, whichever night you decide to go to Vilification Tennis, whether that be the 20th or the 21st, whichever night that is, you should also go on the other night, or, I mean, do both on the same night. Make a night of it, because you can manage
double feature,
that.
Bitches.
You should go to Bump in the Night. That is a puzzle room, and not just a puzzle room, but three separate puzzle rooms put on by the Braden Masonic Lodge. Yeah. It is a fundraiser, so they are trying to raise money for charity, and you can go in, you can do one puzzle room, you can try all three. They will have tarot readings, they will have a virtual reality bomb diffusing game, there will be arcade games, there will be concessions, and there will be a sword swallower there performing, headlining their sideshow, which will also feature music, and sounds like we have an escape artist as well. So should be a good time. It should be a one-stop shop for your Halloween outings.
Family
with
fun.
Your friends. And please, so go ahead and I should probably find the website for that, but I'm what are you gonna do?
Put it in the show notes.
I could put it in the show notes. That's what I'm going to do.
Go
to the show notes and look for that event, and go ahead and get your tickets in advance. And
do it.
That is going this Friday and Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday, assuming we have enough people show up.
So show up.
Get your tickets in advance.
Do your charity work for the
The organizer is actually a little worried because we have not had any pre-sales.
Oh.
Like, this time around. And so he's hoping that people are just buying at the door and not pre-sailing as opposed to not showing up.
Oh, God. Pre-sale, you guys. So he's, always pre-sale if you can because it helps the producers know what it is that they need
He's already freaking out and wondering if they should cancel next weekend because nobody is buying tickets. So please buy your tickets in advance. Let them know that people are showing up. And show up.
Probably worked super hard.
Please show up on Friday because there... Yes, a lot of people have worked very hard on this and it I do genuinely think,
and also because Salsa just said hard on.
Also that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our episode. Thank you so very much for listening. On behalf of myself and that dude over there with the beard and that person over there with no beard.
I mean, I'm kind of working on it on the side. We're
working on it.
Perimenopausal.
You should probably eat the fucking cake.
Eat the fucking cake. Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.